Mr. President, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Jason.
The Jason Rantz Show is available whenever you are.
I don't know what's going on with Seattle.
Seattle-based talk show host Jason Rantz is our man on the ground in the Pacific Northwest.
Thank you, Tucker.
Joining me on the line, Dana Perino. Welcome back to the show.
We love you, Jason.
And you continue to be a voice of bravery out there.
I will do my best. It's not always easy.
Text Rantz to 800-465-8770 to find the podcast. The Interview.
Well, Democrats yet again are trying to come after your guns. They have reintroduced bans effectively on guns that they find scary and don't really understand. But it was a point that was made yesterday during a committee hearing that I think is worth repeating and diving into a little bit more, one made by State Senator Linda Wilson, who represents the 17th Legislative District. She's based out of Vancouver, and she joins me now. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
So your point was the best one I heard, and it's effectively saying you guys are coming up with a whole bunch of laws to go after the people who aren't committing any of the gun crimes.
That's exactly right. And when you look at CPL holders, and we have a lot of those, and I don't know how many there are in the state right now, but they're like less than 1% ever involved in any unlawful event, especially involving firearms. They're most law-abiding group out there. The CPL holders.
Yeah. And it's just remarkable. So where do you think the disconnect is? Or do you think there really is a disconnect? Is this really just about gun confiscation?
Well, it certainly seems like it's going that direction. I mean, because why are they continuing to go after the law-abiding gun owner and not after the criminal? It's the criminal here. And he's going to come, like in the bill I had yesterday, theft of a firearm. They're going to steal the gun. I mean, you can make it. It's just like having the area out there where it says no firearms allowed. That doesn't mean that they're going to not go there. They're going to go there. They don't follow the law. That's what a criminal does. And this assault weapon ban, which it is not an assault weapon and it isn't a military grade rifle, is one of the best rifles for women to use as a woman, speaking on that. So, you know, I mean, there's a little recoil. And the one thing I keep hearing is, well, it shoots faster. Well, no, it doesn't. It's one bullet at a time every time you pull the trigger, just like any other semi-automatic firearm.
Exactly. Although, but they point out, Senator, that that's why they're also trying to limit the amount of ammunition that you can have in a magazine.
Well, yes, that's right. They can try that, but I don't think it's the government's responsibility or their right to tell the gun owner how many bullets it's going to take to stop a threat. Right? I mean, who knows? You tell, particularly what happens these days, there's more than one assailant, one person out there coming after us. And particularly for women, when you're in your own home, that's one of the best defense rifles you can use.
Totally. And you know what? I look at this, though, and it's funny because while I 100% agree with everything you just said, it also just doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, we have a right to bear arms. And it doesn't matter whether or not you think it is, you know, on the Democratic side, if they think it's reasonable to have X amount of bullets or not. That doesn't matter. If you don't think that's an appropriate amount, guess what? You do not have to buy it.
That's right. That's right. And what's odd to me is that they can't decide how many they want for this large capacity magazine. They don't know how many they want. It's either 10 or 12 or 17 or 15. So it's a very, very arbitrary number. And, you know, I mean, where's the science behind it, right?
Yeah, well, of course, there's no science behind it. And there's no logic behind it. And that I do think it betrays their true motives. The argument that is usually given is that, well, the reason why we want to cut it down because that's one more life that could be saved. Okay, that's certainly true for people who are using this gun and the magazine in an unlawful way. But by that logic, isn't one person too many? And they say that all the time already, that one life lost to gun violence is one too many. Okay, well, then they're making the argument eventually for just getting rid of all guns, except, by the way, in the hands of the bad guys who they refuse to punish harshly.
That's exactly. Yes, that's exactly right. And you know, part of the problem with this, a lot of the problem with this large capacity magazine ban is that it's going to make so many of the guns that we carry inert. Right. When you look at the Glock 17, which carries 17 rounds, that is a very common gun for a lot of people to carry. And so, I mean, it's a great gun range gun.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it's 10 or 12, then what do we do with all these firearms, which now then anybody that's legally carrying them now will then become a criminal because they're carrying a gun the government says we can't carry.
Yeah, and no logic at all behind it. I'm glad you offered your proposal. No. Unfortunately, we know it's not going to go anywhere because this is a Democratic base that doesn't believe in actually punishing criminals, even when the criminals are stealing guns, which is just always kind of weird to me that they're saying guns are bad, we want to get rid of them and punish people who misuse them, except for the actual criminals who misuse them. Then we give a pass, and by the way, we're not going to offer some extra charges as a result of someone using a stolen gun. We're getting rid of that because restorative justice or some nonsense. Senator Linda Wilson for the 17th Legislative District, thank you for bringing just a little bit of sanity to an insane conversation. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Now this.